Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. Again, my name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, know that it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He's not up there rolling the dice, praying for a 7 or 11 to come up. No, man, God has plans. He has purposes. And if you knew Him like I know Him, you'd know that He's got you listening this day. He's got your attention at this very moment for this particular reason. You're looking for Him. There's an emptiness inside of you that can only be filled by the real, true one presence of the born-again believer, with the presence of the living God. And when you invite Him into your lives by believing in your heart and confessing Him as Lord with your mouth, He comes in. The Holy Spirit comes in like a mighty rushing wind. And if you stay with Him and stick with Him and go with Him, you're going to have a great time in your life and have all the answers that you've been looking for. The void that's you were born when you were born into this world, there's a space inside of you that can only be filled by the one true and living God. And you're going to find out that He's a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. He loves you, He cares for you, and He has provided for you everything that you could need or want. Come and follow with us in this ministry. Taste and see for yourself just how good a God He really is. God loves you, He cares for you, and He's on the move like you can only imagine. So before we go farther into the broadcast here, let's take a look at our website, touchedbyhim.org. Or just type in your web browser, TBHM. You can just type in those letters, just short for Touched by Him Ministries, TBHM.org. And when you type it in, our website will come up there on the home page. That's the page that you want to turn to, people. On the home page there, when you're at the home page, go down to the very bottom and all of our contact information is there. Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. One more time, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. If you want to help support us throughout everywhere, I mean, we come over, our radio broadcast airs every Sunday on KNZZ 1100 AM, and also on the radio station, its sister station out of Glenwood Springs, at 10:30 in the morning every Sunday. We've been doing that for 20 plus years now. And you know, potentially the broadcasting or the listening audience is well over 200,000 listeners and covers a large portion of the western slope of Colorado and eastern Utah. And our website is another source of broadcasting that we air our messages over there. And there, the listeners are from all over the world. So it's no accident that you've tuned in, especially if you're listening from our website on our media page. One of the things that's important about the media page is that we only rent 30 minutes of airtime once a week over the radio, but during the Rest of the time, you can always go to our website at any time of the day or night. If you're driving down the highway right now and you're hearing us for the first time over the radio broadcast, well, you can go to our website and stream it live into your vehicle going down the road. Doesn't matter, you know, automobile, truck, whatever. If you can stream the internet, you can get to our web broadcast and you can listen to it there, and you can listen to it in its entirety. Most of the time when we do the radio broadcast, it goes beyond the 30 minutes of airtime that we've rented, but over the air. And you can go to the media page though and hear the Radio Week's broadcast in its entirety. This week will be 5/18/2025, and we've got, you know, 6-8 other messages previous to that there in on our website, and you can go there and you can catch up to what God's been doing. I'll tell you, on our website also, besides the media page, always remember, you can go there to hear the broadcast in its entirety. You know, there's other things on our website. Check out the front and center page. I always look to that because I like to stay current with a now word for you from what God is doing. But there's been no need to update this page for a while, because we're seeing manifest what God's been doing for us and that we had been believing Him for since the new year came into being. And that I'm talking about the year 5785 on the Hebrew calendar, which began in the fall of 2024 and moved into 2025 on the world's calendar starting in January of this year. So truly this new year, 5785, will be one of a new beginning for the entire world, and you're seeing that happen everywhere. Any day you look to find out information about what's going on worldwide, God's operation is coming to pass. We've prayed the prayer for 2,000 years. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And His kingdom is manifesting everywhere throughout all the world. And you know, and it's especially true for the current body of Christ, His ecclesia, and the huge number of new believers now just starting to come in and join the ranks of the Christian faithful. If there's one word to use to explain what the beginning of this new year is like, it's the word justice. Justice is prevailing. And not just anyone's justice, but God's justice, proved holy by His righteous acts. Isaiah 5:16 says, "But the Lord Almighty will be exalted by His justice, and the holy God will prove holy by His righteous acts." And as He administers His justice worldwide, our countenance will change through the joy you experience, while at the same time the purposely wicked and sinful evildoers will be filled with terror simply because their gig is up and there will be no place to run and hide, and they will know it. Proverbs 21:15, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." Needless to say, things are looking up, believer, especially compared to the events and happenings over the past 4 or 5 years. Happiness, well-being, prosperity, all of it's being restored. Remind yourself of the plan He has for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I always think of my sister-in-law, Sherry, because this is her favorite scripture. She said, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare." You're going to be well and full of it, and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. And whatever your state of welfare is right now, no, you haven't even come close to what His true plans are for you. So do not settle in the current status quo. Do not give up, and keep on keeping on, raising your expectations back to His standards designed for you. Proverbs 23:18, "For surely there is a latter end, a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall be cut off. Blessed be His holy name." So also on the bottom of our homepage, we have the mailing address. We have a phone that you can call us on, leave messages. If you get voicemail, leave your message. Don't be discouraged about the fact that you got voicemail. Leave your reason you're calling, 970-314-4077. If you're calling for prayer, leave the reason, what you want us to pray for concerning you. you know, then let us know if you want us to get back in contact with you. We will. We'll stay at it, and we'll get back in contact with you. And you know, but we start praying, and the moment we hear your prayer, we start praying for you. Also, the email address, praywithme@tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. Email us. Send in your prayer requests. God is on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word. Put Jesus first place. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. Contact us and let us help pray for you and with you the earnest, fervent, effectual prayer of righteous men, speaking of both male and female, avail much. And God is a God who answers prayer, and he's on the move, and we're coming into a whole new season of him showing off as to exactly who he is and what he's doing. So get with it. Also, on the website touchedbyhim.org, you can make your, if you mail it, your offerings out to, if you support us, we have opportunity every week to expand our ministry in all different directions. We'll go into all the world and preach the gospel every which way we can. We're constantly reevaluating what we're doing. You know, our radio broadcast, like I said, it covers you know, roughly 200,000 listeners, and we have local outreaches, indigenous assistance, single moms, widows, orphans. We have a prison ministry outreach. You can help us in all the different ways. We give out Bibles to the people in prison. It's funny, more people in prison are hungry for the word of God than people are on the outside, because they've had their freedoms taken away from them, or they've been arrested, but they've gotten to the point where, hey, they want things to be different. They want a different outcome, man. And when you do something different, you'll get a different outcome. But when you do things with God and in his way of doing things, his word will go before you. As you learn the word, you know, I always start off with John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light shines in the darkness, people, but the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. Try like it might. His truth is marching on, and we are having a time now throughout the entire world. God hasn't forgotten America. He hasn't turned his back on America. We are the only nation that chose him as the nation, as one who wanted to worship him in spirit and in truth. It wasn't something like we were the chosen group, like the Jewish people were chosen to bring salvation to the world. But we Americans chose and came to America, and America was founded on the principle that the God of the Bible, they wanted to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. If you read all the original 13 colonies charters, you'll see that they mention the ability to worship and praise the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth is in all of those charters. So that's the truth of our nation, and his truth is marching on with you today. He's pouring out his spirit everywhere on all flesh, but America's leading the way. We are the bright and shining star, but he's not forgotten every nation. He is a God, he's the God of the entire world, and his desire is that all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And if you're not a believer right now, this is your day, Christian. That's why God has you tuned in so to what's going on. And you know, we constantly, our messages are about God is on your side, and if you have the willingness to conform to the lordship of Jesus Christ, you know, and when you call somebody Lord, then that means you're going to do what he tells you to do. You're going to say what he tells you to say. You're not going to do what he tells you not to do, and you're not going to say what he tells you not to say. And in that process, you will start to have good success, which means you're studying the Word of God. The Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father. You know, and everything that was made by him and through him. You know, God said, and it was good. You know, go back to the book of Genesis in the very beginning. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light, and it was good. And that word that he spoke was the Lord himself coming out for your benefit. Then putting it, when you take God's word and you study it and you do what it tells you to do and you say what it tells you to say, His word will go to work for you in your life. And you're going to reap the rewards promised in His word as the fullness of the blessing begins to manifest in your life. And God's word works. He's no respecter of persons. And if He did it for anybody, He'll do it for you. He scours the earth seeking to perform His word. He's able to accomplish His every declaration. In the Bible itself, there's over 1,800 personal promises in God's word for each and every believer. And in Christ Jesus, those promises are all yes and amen, which means so be it. So, you know, thanks for tuning in. Continue to tune in. Worship with us. Come study with us. Come and pray with us. Draw close to Him. He will draw close to you. God is a personal God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. And together with us in this ministry here, you'll both taste and see that truly the Lord is good, and His experience and will personally experience His manifest blessing, His empowerment for you to prosper in every area of your life, spiritually, physically, mentally, socially, and financially, will become, and you'll know how just how real He is. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. So anyway, the media page, don't forget about it. Go there, re-listen to the broadcast. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and we're going out like never before. God's dealing. There's so much shaking going on right now. Religion's being shaken. Governments worldwide are being shaken. The government of the United States, great exposure is going on there. But it's not just happening in America. It's happening in every nation throughout the entire world. And God's people coming forward. He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh so that you know, until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And they know what God is doing, this outpouring. It's God on flesh doing those things flesh cannot do. And while He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh everywhere, they know it exactly, not any God. It's the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. And in that process, He's not trying to lead you into some other books or other doctrines, other covenants, that kind of stuff. His word is truth, and it is the word of the living God, the God of the Bible. Don't go into other books that other so-called Christian religions try to take you into and to their other teachings and get you to behave different ways. Don't go that way. Stay with the Bible, because the word works, and it always goes out and accomplishes what He intended for it to accomplish. It doesn't come back void. So anyway, you know, in our messages that have been going out over the over this past year, since this fall of 2024, the messages are about embracing the awe of God. That word awesome means full of, you know. And the only thing that's full of God, the only thing that's awesome in this world, is God Himself, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. And now, with this outpouring of His Spirit on all flesh everywhere, we're going to start to see manifesting His almightiness everywhere we go. This is the season of the lion's roar, and the lion has been roaring, people, and we're going forward in victory like, you know, I can't put into words. And what the messages have been about over all of 2025 and the last quarter of 2024, there from September going forward, was to practice and pursue God, to walk in the wisdom of God. The knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom, and this is the season of the lion's roar. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The earth and all that is in it is His. Make no mistake about it. He is roaring. He is the one whose right it is to rule. You know, get that settled in your spirit. He is for you, and His desire, again, as I've said so many times here, that is that none should perish, but all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through him. He is Shiloh, the one whose right it is to rule. The whole earth is his. The earth and all that is in it is his. All the gold, all the silver, the cattle of 1,000 hills, it's all his. And for the believer, he's turning it over into your hands to run with that, because you are his inheritance. He is your inheritance. The moment you got born again, you were translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And this is time for your victory, believer, like you've never experienced before. So embrace it. So the roar will release the much needed holy, reverential awe of God, which is the holy fear of Almighty God. I'm talking deep, earnest, reverent respect for who he is and what he's done from the beginning. He's done all of this for you. Remember, all the promises of God are yes and amen in the Anointed One, Jesus, and his anointing. And in that truth, all those promises for you are for you. He's no respecter of persons, and what he did for anybody, he will do for you, and he is truly a good God. He loves you, he cares for you, and there's nobody like him. So you're going to have deep, earnest, reverent respect for who he is. You're going to see the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see, the dead be raised. Get ready. You're going to have respect for him. And the operation that's going on worldwide throughout the entire world right now has been headed up by him. Contrary to what other people are telling you, it's headed up by him. He's the leader of this whole earth because it's his, and there is nobody else like him. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? That's Amos 3, verses 8. The wisdom of God will release to us the word of God and the walk of God, embracing the awe of God. You know, he will enlighten and greatly encourage you, and you will learn truthfully all about God's revelatory truths revealed in this year that we've been in, the year 5785 on the Hebrew calendar, and moved into the year 2025. So embrace the awe of the Almighty God. Blessed be his holy name. The Spirit of Truth, Holy Spirit himself, will release to you wisdom for your walk. It's time to activate the awesome authority and discernment you have been given to access the courts of heaven. Oh boy, that's a whole nother topic that we have yet to get into here. The sensitivity is achieved by spending time in God's presence, feeding upon his word. It's time to receive anointing to activate actions for accessing the courts of heaven, gaining authority and affecting and altering the events right here on earth. And there is so much going on right now. Everything that can be shaken is what's being shaken. So that which cannot be shaken is what will remain. And when we become awestruck by what we behold, as we behold it, what we will be beholding is the Lamb of God in his glory. So awestruck as we behold the Lamb in his glory. Look around you, Habakkuk replied the Lord, among the nations and see and be astonished, astounded, for I am putting into effect a work in your days such that you would not believe it if it were told you. That's Habakkuk 1, verse 5 out of the Amplified Classic. Here it is out of the Message translation. Look around at the godless nations. Look around and look hard. Look long and hard. Brace yourself for a shock. Something's about to take place, and you're going to find it hard to believe. For years now, I've said the church is far too familiar with a God we barely know, but our cry for the manifest presence of God is about to be answered. See Isaiah 64:1. Someone is at the door. Every eye shall behold his brilliance and magnificent glory. That's Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5. And every veil shall be removed in order to behold the Lamb of his glory. And like I've repeated earlier out of the ESV, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So as we prepare the way of the Lord, the entire earth will behold his grandeur, and he's got a whole new level for you to go up to, Christian. So press in, spend your time in the Word, and get ready. You know, there's so many places to go from here right now. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one else knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, what with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. God our Father has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those of earth and on earth and of those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, oh my goodness, that's Philippians 2, 9 through 11. So get ready. Oh my goodness, there's so much going on. We're going to be awestruck as we behold him. You know, ponder the promises. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then also you shall rule my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you access to my presence and places to walk among those who stand here. That's Zechariah 3 and verse 7. So, you, beloved, have been granted awesome authority. So, prepare your heart to perform actions and activities for accessing the courts of heaven, affecting and altering the events on earth. God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So people, here it is. Embrace the awe of Almighty God. Receive the divine wisdom of God. You can stand strong on a firm foundation in a time of confusion, in a shaken world. Our firm foundation is Christ, the solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, all other ground is sinking sand. So therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, this is the Lord speaking here, and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. That's Matthew 7, 24 and 25. But this I recall, and therefore have I hope and expectation. It is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness. That's Lamentations 3:21 through 23. The pathway to obtaining and maintaining peace in the time of chaos. The battle for the true peace commences in the mind, people. The pathway to obtaining and maintaining peace in the time of chaos. The battle for true peace, as I said, repeating myself here, commences in the mind. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. That's Proverbs 4 and 23. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Get ready, man. And don't be double-minded here, people. Get ready. God's doing a great thing. You can see what's going on with our government and the peace that's trying to be manifested throughout the entire world right now. Our own president, Donald Trump, is out there trying to make peace with the entire world, and the Prince of Peace is backing it all, you know. And so get ready. He's pursuing peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So get ready. And be not double-minded. If any one of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitation, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, doubts, is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. For being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and decides. So get with God, get going, and go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. This is a great place to pause the broadcast right here and right now. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. Believe. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And know that in the Anointed One, Jesus, and His anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.